This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
I'd like to introduce to you right now the one, the only, the wrestler who made Milwaukee famous, the Crusher.
That's perfect. Hey, Jeff Crichel, did you make Milwaukee famous?
Yeah, I like to say that I did, but it's all foggy. It's a foggy distant memory, I think.
Well, it's Connor Halley. He's found some kind of feature that allows him to do these intros. So
that's a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
All right.
Milwaukee.
There you go. All right, yeah. Crusher, tell us a little bit about, because you do over the years, you've done a lot of training with hockey players and various other athletes. At this point in the summer, all of these guys are back in getting ready for training camp. They've taken a little bit of time off, and are they heavily involved now, or are they just starting to ratchet it up?
Yeah, things are starting to heat up. It's a bit of a transition phase right now, and again, depending on the guy and depending on, you know, where they finished, and also, Al, depending on what they're working on over the course of this season, the priorities, so to speak, will determine, I guess, sort of where they're at right now. But as the 3-on-3 tournaments start to creep closer, this is sort of a transition phase where, you know, the strength work and the technical work is sort of coming to a close, and it's time to put it all together and start ratcheting it up for sort of a more power explosive in-season type program for our guys anyway.
So this is a question by a non-athlete, and don't laugh because it just occurred to me that it might be a stumbling block. Is it difficult for these guys in a year where there might be a lockout to really focus, or is that so far away from what they're doing they don't even think about it?
Yeah, most guys don't even think about it. I think it's just I think it's a good topic of banter, you know, between sets, between reps, and, you know, it's something to talk about anyways. But it's move forward as planned, Al. You know, we're all going to assume there is a season this year, and everybody's going to think that it's starting on time. You have to be ready for that date. So that's the way everybody's moving forward, without question. And I don't even think that the talks are even a distraction at this point. It's, as it gets closer, guys will have to readjust and we'll have to react a little bit. But right now, it's a move forward as planned.
So I was listening to Theo Peckham talk to Jason Gregor about a week ago, and he was talking about his training this year. He's doing one-on-one with Norm Lacombe, and I know that in the past he had said that he had done it in groups or alone. Is that the preferable way for you as somebody who does this for a living to kind of one-on-one and focus on one individual, spend that hour or 2 hours with them and make sure they're getting the ultimate out of it?
Yeah, well, here's how I like to operate. I like guys working in groups of peers, groups of able sort of skill-level guys, you know, guys that are very similar to each other, especially if they're competitive. In the training sessions themselves, it is tremendously powerful to have a group working together because they can take it to another level. One guy might be having an off day, the other guys pick him up, or vice versa. But the one-on-one time is also a real critical part of putting together a program. So what we like to do is a little combination of both. We'll have one-on-one programs and times that we're one-on-one with guys, and then we'll get them together in the group sessions. When guys have learned the exercises, they understand what they have to accomplish in a particular exercise, whether it's a movement drill or even in the weight room, we really empower them to take it on their own and get with the other guys and train hard. So it's a bit of combination of both. The one-on-one is great. A lot of guys like to work in groups, though. They feel more motivated in groups. So, again, there's some individual preferences there as well.
Is it a case of doing the same thing over and over again, or do you change these up depending upon if the athlete's getting bored or no longer enjoying the workout?
Oh, keeping it fresh is one of the big challenges, you know, especially as these guys get into the season. It gets to be monotonous and boring and everything else under the sun. So changing it up often is very important. But not only that, we know in a two-week cycle, when we look at training athletes, the body will typically adapt. When we look at elite athletes or people who are fairly good shape, active people, the body will adapt fairly quickly to a stimulus. So the way we set up our programs is on, you know, 4 to 6 to 8 week blocks. Typically, we could take any one of those players. Let's say speed might be our training goal. Inside of 8 weeks, we can have that athlete with the body that he has probably as close to his maximum speed as possible. And then what we have to do is reevaluate. Well, is that speed good enough to make him a factor this upcoming season, or is it fast enough to get into the NHL this upcoming season? And if not, we have to go back and change the body again and then come back and develop speed. So it's a bit of a cycle. The body works on certain blocks. So we might stay in the same type of theme of training, inside of a two-week period, but we change every 2 weeks the exercises and the type of stimulus just to keep the body reacting to what we're trying to do.
And this is all part of an overall view, like nutrition is involved and all, and obviously if somebody's rehabbing, you have to consider that as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the rehab is a special consideration. That's where we'll get guys more individual, because if a guy can't do something, let's say it's a groin injury, which is very common in hockey, we'll rehab that groin, but we'll do everything else under the sun away from the groin or the exercises that are limited because of the groin to make sure he comes back when he is healthy, a better athlete than he was before the injury. It's a very, very important concept that a lot of guys overlook, unfortunately.
What have you got coming up on the show today, Jeff?
We are talking crime and punishment in sport, a very interesting twist on our show, but with the Penn State, I guess, ruling, NCAA ruling coming down, we look back and we're really talking, hey, do sports organizations, do they work under a different umbrella? Do they have their own law and order system? And it's a kind of an interesting conversation today.
Look forward to it. Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Al. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's Jeff Grischel from Crush Sports Performance. Have a question here from Weird Al. Called in, actually tweeted in and said, when did Yakupov become a natural right wing? Thought he was a natural left wing who played right wing. Everything I've read is that he, and that often happens in Europe and specifically in Russia, even though he's left-handed, he plays on the right side. Not a huge deal. Hemsky was a left winger. Yari Kurri was a left winger long ago. So it's something that they can adjust to. But Yakupov, as of his draft day, was a right winger. Okay. Enjoyed the show. Connor, you did good stuff today. I enjoyed that. That was good with what you talking about, Willis, and telling Ludicky he had to call us at 4 in the morning. You know, he did good work.
I'm testing Ludicky.
Yeah.
He had it pretty good last year for that old playoff run. Now I'm making him work for it.
We can never speak to anybody from Europe because that just won't go well. Jonathan Willis, Kirk Ludicky, Cam Davey, Tinfoil Took. Check that out. Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer at Canucks Army and also Willis Nation and all the nation sites. David Staples was on from the Cult of Hockey. And, of course, we just talked to Jeff. Have a great weekend. Enjoy this. We're back next Saturday. It's me and Connor. Check it out. This is Nation Radio. Jungle Jim's on the way next.